The Greater Burlington Partnership is in the spotlight. Dustin Roth is across the console. He is, of course, the you're the marketing and communications director for the partnership. But we are also honored to have today the president and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership. She is Della Schmidt. She comes to Burlington directly from Winona, Minnesota. We've been talking about the comparison between Winona and Burlington, and I was just remarking the fact that I've got a lot of family, and we've had a lot of family gatherings in Winona, and I've ridden my bike all the way around. I've not ridden it up Sugarloaf yet, but but it is a very similar size city, isn't it? And you were saying that the difference is Burlington is sort of a retail industrial basically a hub, but it's in a smaller state or a smaller version of that than in a metro area, right?
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me this morning. Yeah, the biggest difference I see from the southeast Minnesota where I resided before to now proudly being in southeast Iowa is that Greater Burlington has got this tremendous advantage of being separated by enough miles from other regional centers that it really helps the economic viability and retail and restaurants and a lot of other amenities, that I see here. That, you know, the community that I moved from really struggled in those areas because they were just a little too close to not one, but two major regional centers.
Which meant you had a lot of people that were living in Winona, but working in La Crosse, working in Rochester. So
well, and the other way around,
and
we had a lot of people who would live in Rochester or La Crosse and choose to drive in to that smaller community, but then go back out because it was an easy drive. So it's fun to be here in southeast Iowa, and I'm enjoying the transition and learning the Greater Burlington area and seeing all of the market advantages that we have here and a lot of unique attributes that I'm looking forward to partnering with community leaders to help us really maximize the potential.
And the downtown has gone through a dramatic renovation over the last, I think, the last 10 years primarily, but in terms of significance, and that it is in fact, it's the fastest growing area of the city is millennials moving downtown. So we've got hopefully a new generation of people that will help build the city into a new generation. But we're going to talk about something right now. It is called AIM. AIM is an acronym. It is Asset Inventory Map, and it's a project rollout. This is a project that is to try to find or match up skills and to develop skills so that you can have a workforce that will be growing and a workforce that will be skilled in the needs of the needs we'll have in the future. Is that sort of in a nutshell what we're looking at here?
Sure, Steve. So what we are facing in the workforce challenges with our area and regional employers isn't just a population issue, although that's part of it. Sometimes it's I need enough bodies applying for open positions, or I have 20 open positions, but I only have 5 applicants kind of thing. But the other real challenge is what you alluded to, which is skills alignment, where an employer wants to hire, they have open positions, you have an unemployed person looking to maybe move up the pay scale, but their skills don't align, and so the person who wants to be employed can't be employed. The employer who wants to hire can't fill the position because even though that's an able-bodied, willing-to-work person, they don't have the skill set. I'm sitting here in your studio looking at the array of equipment before you. I couldn't just jump on the other side and sit in your chair and make this all happen. You have a unique skill set, and that's what we're working toward addressing. So since, as we were mentioning, I've only been in the area for about 6 months, I'm running around meeting a lot of people, learning a lot, listening a lot, and one of the things that I started to struggle with was just understanding what already exists. in Des Moines County and the greater Burlington area around helping students and families prepare for the future? What kind of tools and resources and programs exist that are focused on this skills building and work ready pathway? So the idea between the AIM, behind the AIM project, the asset inventory map, is to create a comprehensive database of what are the tools and what are the resources currently available in the greater Burlington area around these topics.
Well, one similarity or one, I guess, universal truth is the fact is, as you were mentioning about the fact the radio station business, and I've been doing this for a very long time, but the technology has changed incredibly and dramatically, and the skills that I have to do what I do are all different skills than they're not totally. Using a microphone is one skill that I guess that doesn't change too much. But I think the fact is, as technology changes, the needs change and businesses change. And staying up with that technology and being able to, I guess what, to adapt to it is probably the biggest challenge that any business is facing at any person that wants to really, I guess, become employed and to be successful, right?
Sure, it's certainly a big part of it. When I go into classrooms and speak to students, I talk to them about the fact that I never tell them how old I am. I let them, you know, try to figure that out on their own. But I talked about the fact that when I started in the economic development and nonprofit business association world, the internet was just the beginning of an idea. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have websites. We didn't have email. And so, you know, how did we communicate? Well, we sent out a lot of things with a postage stamp on it. We thought we were really all that when we did a broadcast fax. That was a big deal. And so I have had to evolve and change and develop my skills because, as you pointed out, technology has continued to change. So one of the things that's important for younger generation to understand is that learning is a lifelong skill. And what they're learning in middle school and high school that they think, well, when am I ever going to use this or that? I like to tell students, you're learning how to learn and you're never going to stop because time marches on. Technology changes the way we do business changes. Online banking didn't exist before. Yeah. Now it does. You can buy a home on the internet because you can take virtual tours. You didn't used to do that in real estate. Every industry has changed. So learning how to learn is important. But there are still those basic skills that are tied to certain industries that can only be taught and learned by being very thoughtful and strategic about it. So in our manufacturing, for example, we need CNC operators. We need folks who know how to weld. When we look in the construction trades, which is an area of huge opportunity, and by the way, a pathway to entrepreneurship, but we need roofers and plumbers and electricians. Those jobs aren't going overseas, and those jobs have the opportunity very quickly to get into some very high figure incomes, even six figures, and sending that message to our young people, letting them know where the in-demand career opportunities are, that's a big part of what we're focused on.
In other words, there's many pathways to success. You just have to find the right one for you. And this starts very young, doesn't it? This goes through the entire school system, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it's never too early to help a young person start to identify what are the things that they're just inherently good at and what just comes natural to them. I like to tell young people that when you can click three boxes, you're really setting yourself up for success. And here they are. The first one is, am I good at it? Mm-hmm. The second one is, do I like it? The third one is anyone hiring? Is there a job opportunity tied to that? Because if you like it and you're good at it, but nobody's hiring for that specialty, you need to rethink how do you find what it is that are in the man jobs that you like and you're good at. When you click those three boxes, coming to work is fun, right, Steve?
What those jobs are, but those jobs will change, and the structure of those jobs is going to change every few years to another different set of criteria, too, isn't it?
depending upon the type of position, sure. But there are some things that, again, are universal. Welding is welding is welding.
Right.
You know, there may be some advances in plumbing and electrical and some, you know, new ideas of how to improve construction trades. But the theory, the basic theory, is the same and is unchanging.
Okay, so find where you can plant your roots, find where you can be successful, find what you love to do, and make it happen. So all of those things all go into play, right?
Exactly. So the asset inventory map is our way of identifying which initiatives in the greater Burlington area have the most promise or the most impact, and see how the greater Burlington partnership can come alongside those. We're hoping to help limit the duplication of effort. We want to find gaps. You know, to your point of it starts young and goes all the way through. If we find gaps in the system that, oh, look, there's not as much happening for fifth graders or for seniors, that maybe we can come alongside other organizations and schools and say, how do we fill that gap? And, of course, we want to just raise the awareness for students and their families about what are the resources available to you through a whole number of community partners doing good work around helping young people be set up for great success, which helps the community as a whole as well as helps local employers.
Is this a continuing program that you look to see, or is it going to have an end date to it?
So the asset inventory map will be a published work. It'll also be available via our website, and it will be something that we look to grow and maintain over time because programs will ebb and flow. And if this project does what it's aimed to do, no pun intended, the focus is to draw attention to these initiatives and enhance them, grow them, add to them. So, yes, I see it as something that will evolve over time, and the asset inventory map should have different content, maybe more robust content, 2 and 3 and 5 years from now than what we start out with.
All right.
To jump onto that real quick, we have been reaching out to a lot of businesses to try to find some of these.
Yes.
But if somehow we have not talked to you or maybe we've not connected yet, please get a hold of us. We'd love to hear what your initiative is doing and add it to this as well.
All right. All right. It is AIM, Asset Inventory Map, and you can find out more by going to GreaterBurlingtonPartnership.com. And to Della Schmidt, welcome, I guess, welcome, a bit delayed, but welcome to Burlington, and good luck with your position. Good luck in helping us grow.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.